Is that Elvis? That's Elvis, ain't it?
Yeah, I think this is the first time I smiled this morning when this song came in.
This is Katy Perry.
Don't do that. Because I was listening. I'm trying to, is that Katy Perry?
No, it's not. No, it's not. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio.
I feel attacked.
Well, we're in attack mode today. Hopefully the Phillies offense in attack mode, because last night they were garbage, the way they were garbage in game one and garbage for the first half of game number two. All right, let's we'll get to everyone's phone calls here. Do you feel like the series is over? I mean, the gut feeling this morning, is this series over? I don't believe so. I against my better judgment, I think the Phillies are going to win this game tonight. That's the way I feel right now. Now, by the third inning tonight, am I ready to say I was wrong? Maybe. I mean, maybe. The way they're hitting, maybe I'm going to be dead wrong on this. I don't feel like the series is over. I still have an odd amount of faith that they're going to come out and win a baseball game tonight. But here, the interesting thing is going to be how Topper decides on the lineup. So here's what we do know.
You know it's going to be different.
It better be. Sure. Well, that better be. So we have another lefty tonight for the Mets. He's a different kind of lefty. Jose Quintana, more of an older, soft tosser. Doesn't throw as hard as Manaea, but a lefty nonetheless. Here's how I would do the lineup tonight. I would go Schwarber 1, obviously at DH, Turner 2 at shortstop, Harper 3 at first base, Castellanos 4 in right field. So the top four I would leave the same. I would put Stott back in there. I think he gives good quality at-bats, even against a lefty. I would put him in tonight at second base. JT at bat 6, the catcher. I would have Brandon Marsh in, even against a lefty tonight, in center field. So I'm sitting Rojas. I need offense tonight. I'm sitting Rojas. I'm putting Marsh in center field. I would put Weston Wilson in left field and bat him 8th. Austin Hayes, I held out some hope. His at-bat looked terrible last night. I mean, just, he looks like he was sick for a month and didn't play baseball. I got to sit him down. I would put Weston Wilson in left field tonight. Hopefully he runs into one. Batting 8th, I put him in left field. And I would play Sosa tonight at third base over Alec Bohm. I'm not trying to lie to you and tell you I think Sosa's played great in the series. He hasn't. I can't play Bohm tonight. I thought those at-bats last night, I know he got a hit, which obviously he ran into the out at second base. He did have a hit to the right center field gap. I thought his at-bats screamed, I want to go home. He swung in almost every first pitch. I hate his body language. Yesterday we got people calling in, Joe, you're too hard on Alec Bohm. Good. Maybe we all should be harder on Alec Bohm. Maybe at 20 years old, he stops looking like he's in tears anytime something goes wrong on a baseball field. His body language is loser energy. The best way I can describe Alec Bohm is he's a Sixer in a Phillies uniform. He has terrible body language. I can't do it anymore, and I want him nowhere near the field for the biggest game of the year. Hugh, would you play Bohm tonight?
You know, Joe, watching that at-bat he had last night, watching him try to run the second and miss that, and then watching his demeanor on the sideline, I hear what you're saying. That's a tough one, though. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. That's a tough one. But I'm in an elimination game right now. I would probably sit him down. Because I think when you were talking about the lineup initially, you were talking about having Hayes out there. You're kind of compensating defense for hitting, in a sense. So, yeah, I would do that. I think I would do that because tonight, this is it. All hands are on deck. And the thing that has killed us, it hasn't really been the pitching. It's been the hitting. It's been our offense. We've had no offense. So I feel like the lineup that you're putting out there, you're trying to get some offense going. You're trying to get some guys that are going to try to move runners. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
So I'd go Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Castellanos, Stott, JT, Marsh, Wilson, Sosa. I would sit Bohm tonight. I'd also sit Rojas. Kyle, where are you on the Bohm decision after last night? He saw 5 pitches in 4 at-bats last night.
He can't play. I mean, of all the terrible offensive approaches and feeble performances at the plate, his are the worst. And then he has no self-control with his emotions whatsoever. He was obviously benched for, you know, one, how bad he was at the plate, and two, Topper even said it. He's wearing his emotions, and He, in so many words, said he's acting like a baby out there, and he didn't learn from any of it. He didn't learn from his terrible plate approaches, and he hasn't learned from his terrible emotions on the field. He can't play. It's a must-win game, and Alec Bohm is one of your worst offensive players right now. He can't play.
I need grown-ups in the lineup tonight. I mean, I can't guarantee performance, but I need grown-ups out there. I would not play Bohm tonight. 215-592-9494. Would you play Bohm tonight? And do you feel like this series is over? I don't. Hugh's holding out hope.
Holding out hope.
Kyle is so far down. Like, he's out. He's on his life raft. We can't even see him anymore.
They say Kyle's down bad.
He's down. We can't see him anymore. He's on the life raft down the other side of the ocean.
He's down
bad. He's gone. Brant is in Horsham. Hey, Brant.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Brant,
how you
doing? We're trying to get through this, man. What are you feeling this morning?
I think that Alec Boehm should be sat, and I don't understand why he's even going to the stadium and even in the locker room.
I don't
understand it.
Well, he looked to me, Brant, last night like he wanted to go home. So my thing is, if you want to go home, go home. Like, don't play. You can sit and watch the game tonight. He looks, his body language is so defeatist. It drives me crazy.
Yeah, I'm with you. His body language looks like a 7-year-old that didn't get McDonald's for dinner. Like, it doesn't make any sense. You're a professional. Act like one.
Brant, I know, man, and we appreciate the phone call. See, what drives me crazy is, he's not that young of a player. You know, you have a young player, you kind of expect this in sports, where they're going to go through that. I mean, they have a year or two where the emotions get the best in the big moments.
Yes.
He's not that young. He's been in the big leagues now. I think he came up in 2020. That was his rookie season. This is year 5 in the major leagues. He's already played in the playoffs 3 times. You start to wonder if this is just who he is, if that's what he is at this
and
stage.
And that's the thing. When you said it the other day, and you were talking about his childish demeanor and everything, I didn't think too much of it, but yesterday he was just caught on camera in some bad moments where it just looked like he was pouting, crying. I don't know what you want to call it, but that's not the look you want to have in a situation or in a series, the kind that we're having right now, especially when you look at the decision that was made to try to take second. And again, I have to stress when I say this, that it wasn't his fault that the game went the way they did, but that was one of those moments that I feel like could have changed the tide. It could have turned the tide of the game if you'd have just stayed on first base and we'd got something going. And you just, and then when they cut to you on the sideline, or not on the sideline, but in the bullpen, I mean in the dugout, excuse me, you just look defeated.
Well, now I'm guessing the Fox's cameras know this. It's been he's been in the postseason a few years now. We see this. Like, I'm sure they're saying if Boehm has a bad moment, find him, because people want to see it on TV. Let's go to Russ in Freehold. Hey, Russ.
Gentlemen, how we doing? Well, I know how we're doing, actually. But.
Yeah, I wish we were better today. We need a lot here, including a win. What are you feeling here?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you guys are selling me on the Boehm needs to be benched. I have a hard time, I guess, because I watched 125-plus games this year, and he had so many good moments. And when he's going right, he's going real right. He's like one of our best hitters. But, I mean, the fact that we even have to talk him, it's about 1, 2, 3, 4 in the lineup. Like, I don't, the back half of Rojas is offensive. He provides none. He's superior defensively. Sosa, who I like and has a couple good moments during the season, he boots a ball. He gets lucky with out at home. And then he has a throwing error. Like, nobody's getting hits. So the reason we don't put somebody in can't be they're not getting hits. Like, are we just going to put Alec Boehm a healthy scratch for the rest of the series if we did go on? Like, we need to get his confidence up. You got to bury him at 8 or 9 or whatever and be like, show me, don't tell me. But kind of crazy, I think.
Well, so I hear you on that. And it does feel a little crazy against a lefty to say these are better options than Alec Boehm. I just feel like he's in such a bad place, Russ. I wish he wasn't, because he was so important in the beginning of the season, batting fourth and, you know, helping them score those runs to win all those games early in the season. I'm just afraid he's lost out there right now.
I feel like for me, it's not about putting him down, Russ, for the rest of the series. It's the moment. And right now, in this moment, we can't. I don't think we need that. I don't think we can have that. That's kind of where I'm at with it.
I agree with you, Hugh. I think where you guys sold me on it. But I mean, if it's as far as not having good at bats, well, that's Rojas, that's Marsh, that's Austin Hayes, and one thing that I guess struck me is it's really about Harper. If Harper gets going, just like Citizens Bank Park, Castellanos clearly fed off the home run that he hit the other day. Mm-hmm. Like, if Harper has a bad game, we're having a bad game. That's just it. I mean, Schwarber's gone cold. I mean, he had that one home run. But, I mean, this is the ball I've been seeing them play for the last 30, 40 games when they had a chance to have the best overall record in baseball. This is middling at best baseball, unreliable bullpen, topper with some head scratchers. And, by the way, FS1 is doing a terrible job covering this series. Like, they never show you a pitch, like a replay of a pitch, or they'll pan in on Trey Turner's face for 30 seconds. I don't need that. I want to see the game. I mean, Jesus Christ, what are we doing there? But the Phillies would have walked 12 times last night if they didn't swing at this junk that was a foot off the plate. It wasn't even believable that it was going to be a strike. They just got into that mode where I have a hard time seeing them. And the Sixers slander, they actually have the best coach out of all the Philly teams right now, and I think they're going to be good this year. So Sixers slander, I'm going to call you guys about that later on. But
yeah. I agree with you on the coach. Yeah, Nurse is Russ, good phone call. Nurse is the best coach we have in Philadelphia. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. Alec Bohm, would you play him tonight? There's no way I'd write him in the lineup after the way he has approached the series the entire time. I would sit him down tonight for game number four. Do you still believe? Do you still believe? Or is this series over? Where are you at here? 215-592-9494. Do you still have any hope? And this hour brought to you by?
Yeah, well, this segment is normally where we'd have Seth Joyner on. Yes. He's sponsored by Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook. Pre and post game with Seth Joyner at Parks Casino for every Birds game all season. Must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Michigan. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
Speaking of the Birds, how about them sneaking in that cut of yesterday of Devin White when
somebody
we weren't paying attention?
He lost a job on the day off.
Very in the news, Howie. 215-592-949 for all your phone calls coming up. Lineup decisions. Would you play Bohm? And is this series over? What's your gut feeling? Mine is it's not. Somehow, some way, I think they're going to win this game tonight. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, man, somebody said it looked like he was running with a piano on his back.
Yeah, it did look like it. It did look like it.
I know why they call him the giraffe now.
Yeah, because he can't move. He runs like one. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in here. Do you feel like the series is over? Yes or no? It's a Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others can see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Hugh Douglas, do you feel like the series is over?
Nah, it's not over till it's over, man. I'm here for it. I know it doesn't look great, but I just feel like something tonight spectacular is going to happen tonight. Something spectacular is going to happen tonight.
Those says confidence, like when you can't get it out.
I got tongue-tied a little bit. I got tongue-tied a little bit.
Here we go. I actually agree with you, Hugh. I do not feel like the series is over.
What's that Lenny Kravitz song? It ain't over till it's over.
Now we're teetering here. We're teetering towards over.
I cry.
Living in this big blue world. Kyle, your feelings. Is this series over?
It's done. You guys are kidding yourselves. Like, what about this team through the first few games here has shown you? Like,
they didn't have to come back in game two.
No, okay, but even
a
game two.
Fight.
But okay, but think about it. I can spin this back and say we needed a walk-off win to get one against this team.
I recognize that.
Okay, well, like, come on, man. It's our bullpen.
Said, come on,
and Ranger
man.
Suarez, who's let's be honest. Ranger's not been good in the second half at all. This would be like we had Nola on the mound yesterday, and we got blown out. Like we got our asses kicked there yesterday.
They did. Well, listen, I don't have a super amount of confidence that they're going to pitch well tonight.
What's there to be confident about?
They can't hit,
they can't pitch.
Okay, they get to go up tonight against Jose Quintana. He's an old man. It's he's 36 years old. He throws 89-90 miles an hour. If they don't hit this guy tonight, then get him all out of here.
Didn't we say this in game one where they had Kodai Senga who hadn't pitched since July and their bullpen?
At least he has stuff.
Okay, Senga. But we couldn't hit their bullpen.
I recognize all of this. I recognize all of this.
We don't hit the baseball.
They're going to hit tonight. I'm going to tell it to myself until they don't.
That's all you can do because there's nothing. This is one situation where, we always talk about the callers when they say, well, why do you think the Eagles are going to win? Because it's Philly and da-da-da-da-da. This is one of those situations, Joe.
Well, I also...
When you say it because you just think it's going to happen.
I do think they have an advantage tonight with their batters against Quintana. I don't think Quintana's got much. I really don't. At this stage of his career, he's just a guy. He's just a guy. And I expect the Phillies offense to do more tonight. And maybe by the sixth inning, I'm throwing things at the TV, but I expect them to do more tonight.
Don't throw things at the TV, though. Don't be the Dallas Cowboy fans that every time their team loses, they starting to pick up stuff and throw it at the TV. Don't do that.
I won't have anybody in my house recorded and then post it like those losers. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Let's go to Joe in the Northeast. Joe, good morning.
Okay, Joe, you and Kyle. Joe, what you were saying about putting Wilson in there.
Yes.
About that he might run into something. Well, that's probably what he's going to have to do, run into something, because he's 0-10 against Quintana, four strikeouts and a walk. So I'm not expecting too much. Why not? And they should have done this before getting Hayes in the trade. They kept Merrifield around too long. Why don't you put Harper out in left field? So it's like tonight. I would put Harper in left field, Sosa at third, and move Baum over to first base, and let Harper that way. Like I said, because you're going to need a little offense. And they said yesterday that Sanchez threw a bullpen on Tuesday. Did Zach Wheeler then pitch a bullpen on Monday? Him pitching in Saturday's game, and then so because if he is not going to be injured by pitching him on 3 days rest, then you got to go with him.
So I know a lot of people want to do this. He's never ever thrown on 3 days rest. I guess it could happen tonight, Joe. I actually think Sanchez is the guy that we're going to see tonight. Today's his throw day. Today would be Sanchez's throw day.
No. They said no. They said he had bullpen. I heard on the TV yesterday. He had a bullpen yesterday. Sanchez did, and they said everybody's available but Nola. But so that's what I'm saying. Wheeler pitched Saturday.
So let me give you what I read this morning. So Matt Gelb this morning wrote, Sanchez's typical between starts bullpen session, it would be today, Wednesday, and Sanchez said he will not throw it. Instead, he's going to sit with the relievers in game four. I think Sanchez is pitching tonight.
Okay. Yeah. That wouldn't be, that would be better than, this is not the Ranger of old, but this team, Joe, I told you about, Baum. Didn't I say about trading?
You have, said that. Yeah, and I'm with you on this.
And I said about this team is flawed, and everybody, ribbed me about Cal Stevenson. They got this poor guy. He's at home in Arizona now, all right? And they put Allard as a 12th pitcher on the roster for the end of it. He's not going to pitch unless they get bombed tonight and they bring him in just to mop up. So why did it? They didn't give that Stevenson a shot. Joe, he was there on calendar days. He had two. They had him up, sent him down, brought him up. He was there for 33 calendar days. Okay. He won three ball games for them, the two game-winning hits, and remember the bunt he put down to set up the Trey Turner's.
How could I forget?
Right. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying about this guy. I know one thing: he has eye-to-hand coordination. He knows the strike zone. Now, can he hit major league fastballs? If I was involved in the team. You get a guy like this. You remember how Hoffman threw to Harper?
Of course, yeah. That's how they discovered him. Yeah.
You get a hard throwing guy like Wheeler or whoever. Instead of having the bullpen, batting practice pitcher throw around the batting practice, you have them throw to Stevenson.
And maybe they'll do that. Yeah, Joe, maybe this offseason we'll do that. And I liked his at-bats. You and I were aligned on that. Joe, we appreciate the phone call as always, and hopefully tonight goes well, and we're talking tomorrow about a game number five. I just got to say, and I'm not nudging Joe here, because I think he's right on this, that Stevenson showed he could play a little bit. But do we realize how,
where we are?
Well, where we are, that we're having discussions about Weston Wilson and about Edmundo Sosa and about Cal Stevenson, when they spent $810 million on the first four hitters. Am I the only one? I'm going to lose it. Has anyone called this radio station and put it on Trey Turner?
Nope.
Anybody? I hear Schwarber's name all the time. Harper, obviously. When Castellanos is not playing well, we rip him. They spent $300 million on a shortstop. Can I have one game where I watch the Phillies and say he's the best player on the field? Tonight, win the game, Trey. Have a 3-for-4 game. Hit a home run. How many times have you watched the Phillies the last year and said, wow, look at Trey Turner.
Catch a ball for an out.
Just have a big game. I'm not asking him to be Barry Bonds. I just want one game. It's a soft-tossing lefty tonight. I'm asking Trey Turner to pop a home run in the first inning. Get a couple hits. Steal a couple bases. Be the best player on the field.
That don't sound like you asked for a whole lot.
I feel like I'm not, but no one else seems to think, no one else ever seems to say it about him. We just had a phone call there about Cal Stevenson, who's not on the roster. He's in Arizona somewhere. Yet I can't get anyone to say, hey, the shortstop, make a play, win the game. I can't. Let's go to Chuck.
You're a hater.
I'm a hater because I want the $300 million shortstop. Can he be as good as the other team's shortstop? That guy looks like he's worth $300 million. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Julio, what's the dealio?
What's up, Chuck?
What up,
hey,
Chuck?
Listen, hey, man, hey, let me advise you something, right? You guys have been way too lenient on this team. Way too lenient. They should be swept right now. You know what I mean, Hugh? They should be swept, Hugh. You guys should be out of the playoffs right now, the Phillies. You know, and here's the thing, right? Rob Thompson, he better do something drastic. And when I say drastic, this is what I'm thinking. I need more at bats for Bryce. This is a guy, this is your star, you got to lead on him. It takes too long to get around to him. I need him leading off. I'm moving him, and it's not going to happen, but I'm moving him to the leadoff spot. I'm moving Trey Turner, bum-ass, to the second spot. I'm moving Schwarber to three, and Castellanos I'm keeping at four. You got to compensate for that the bottom of that lineup. That bottom of the lineup stinks.
It does. So you're swapping Schwarber and Harper.
Absolutely, yes. And with Schwarber be at three, and Bryce, I need more at bats, Joe, for Bryce. I do. I got it. Because Thompson's going to be out of a job if he don't do something, man. You can't go with the old status quo and stick with the same thing, man. Because it's gonna ruin you. You got to do something different. Show the Mets something different tonight, man. You know what I mean? And another thing is this, right? I'm not playing Bone tonight. You can't trust him. You know, he's pouting. He's in his own mood. And this is the biggest thing right here. These guys got to come out and play with some heart, man, and be smart at the plate. You got to be smart at the plate. But that's what I'm doing, man. I'm looking for a solution, and that's the solution right there. I need more at bats for Bryce. I do. He's just hard. You got to lean on him a little bit more than what you're leaning on him to. And another thing, right? Trey Turner, I call him out and I rip him all the time, Joe. You must not hear my calls. Trey Turner is a goofball. Okay, he hasn't done anything worth talking about since he's been here, and he's getting $300 million still in money right now. That's he's still in money. Okay, he hasn't done. I don't remember a big game in the playoffs he's had. I don't know. That's memorable. You know, I just need him. I need him to show up. You know, he keeps going 0-4, 1-3, and people don't even mention this guy. You know, I mean, this guy is, to me, he's getting paid the most money in the lineup next to Bryce, and he hasn't performed at all. I've read this guy countless times.
I know you have. Chuck, I know. I've heard it. Yeah, he's background noise. And Chuck, we appreciate it. He shouldn't be background noise for $300 million. Like, he's just there. I just want him to take a game over. When they signed him, that was the idea. He had the skill set to do that. He could hit for power, run. We know he can't field much, but at least he should be able to do things on offense. I just take the game over.
Yeah, somebody has to do something tonight, and it has to come from your big three, big four, whatever you want to say, big five, whatever you want to call it. But somebody has to take this game over tonight, and they have to be a huge factor on why it skews in our way and get this game back to Philadelphia. That's what we're looking at tonight.
Yeah, we are. This hour sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season.
So fly to Popeyes,
fly and fill up on wings and seven delicious flavors from Popeyes.
Fly, Popeyes, fly.
Sailor Man?
Not that Popeye. No,
you mean
no.
The chicken?
The chicken, yes.
Well, we used to get Popeye's chicken like all the time on the plane.
Remember when you were here?
Yeah, when I played, yeah.
How long has Popeye's been around? I feel like they blew up like only recently.
Well, but they've expanded their menu. No, they blew
the
up in the pandemic.
Chicken sandwich.
The chicken sandwich.
And you know what?
That thing's so good.
Hand God, never had one. I refused.
Why?
Because it just felt real. It just felt real, like,
here
crazy.
You go. What?
No, it felt crazy that people were going bananas.
Oh, well,
over
that's
the
over with. The craze is over with. Now it's just like a regular everyday fast food.
Like it was. I just never did it.
This is your shot. It's a sponsor of the show.
You're not gonna do it.
It's a good chick, dude.
Don't get me wrong. The dirty rice, like Popeyes, is a staple.
Dude, trust me, the chicken sandwich is the best thing.
I refuse.
Come on, why?
I mean, because it was like everybody did it. I want to be
so stubborn, dude.
Enough.
We need an experiment to get inside your brain.
Hey, guy, why do I think the way that
yes,
I do?
Yes, why are you how you are? Who
no,
you are.
It was crazy. I just remember people, lines around the corner, yeah, like around the block. And I'm like, what are they putting in those chicken sandwiches, man? Like, for real. I mean,
it was good marketing. Word of mouth.
It was. It was really, really
good. That phase is over with. I mean, you can get a chicken sandwich very easily.
They were hard to come by. People were fighting
They're so good.
It just felt wrong. It felt like standing in line for a pair of Jordans. Remember back in the day where they used to stand
in line
for shoes?
Don't you do that, though? No. Like, you wait online for your phone.
I wait in virtual line. I wait in virtual line.
They have apps where you can order Papa's.
You can DoorDash it or whatever. Grubhub, yeah.
I haven't done that yet either. I haven't ordered
that's
the
coming.
Grubhub.
That's coming. Violet is in Virginia. What's up, Violet?
I was just doing some chores, getting ready for work, and listening to everything that's being said. I have not given up for tonight. It's never, ever, I've been watching sports way too long. It's never over till it's over. I'm a little disappointed. I get what you're saying about Alec. I don't know. You know, I don't know if it's injuries that are plaguing some of these guys and that's playing into it. I don't know what it is. I mean, but my God, he was on fire like the first part of the year. Like most of the guys were like Ranger. Oh my God, he was like unstoppable. And then it just seems like one little dings here and there. And I know people are really ragging on these guys about, oh my God, will they make millions? So you got a sore elbow or a sore wrist. Look, these guys are top athletes. I work out like 6 days a week, and I know, and I can't compare myself to an athlete, but when your body is not in sync, when it's off, it affects a lot of things. I really think with their backs against the wall, I think we're going to see a different game tonight, and I haven't lost hope yet. It's never over.
So, Violet, I agree with the thing you said at the end. I think they're going to come out and fight tonight. And I think they could definitely win this game and get it back here to Game 5. As far as the Bohm thing goes, you brought up injury. I mean, he hurt his hand in September. That might be contributing to this, that he doesn't feel himself. And so he's down. And you could it's his more than his performance, Violet, his body language.
The body
it drives
language.
Me crazy. He just feels defeated out there. And I can't have that in a game of this magnitude.
I gotcha. I mean, I guess I see that. But, you know, I think on the flip side of that, maybe it's just such frustration. I mean, if you're an emotional type of person, I'm super emotional. And unfortunately, I'm one of those people that just wears my emotions on my sleeves. And sometimes that's a good thing. And in this case, it's a bad thing. You know, I mean, it is what it is. But either way, I mean, you know, he got you there. He got you through some tough times. I don't know on that call.
It's a tough one because he usually plays
it. Bottom line, it's just like in the Rocky movie. Just win. I don't care.
Now we've spun it back around to the Rocky thing. Violet, good phone call. We appreciate it. Just win. That's all. It's like the end of Rocky too. Adrian tells him, Hugh, just win. That's all you got to do tonight.
That's all you got to do. You got to figure it out, man. It's not rocket science. It feels like it is, though.
It's become harder than it had to be.
Yeah, it feels like rocket science, though, a little bit.
We're back. Just win the game tonight, all right? The most frustrating part of the Bohm thing is tonight's a night he should be in there, matchup-wise.
I hate Kyle.
Why?
It was just the timing of the song. It was just like,
you see that coming?
I didn't see it coming.
Oh, I knew it was coming. Let's go to Steve and Trenton. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh. Hey, Kyle. Thanks for having me on today.
Of course, Steve. What's up today? What are you feeling?
I wish I could be feeling better, but you know I'm a push the optimism. I'm going to New York for the game today.
All right.
I'm excited for this team. They got too much talent to not have one guy get it done. Just one guy's got to get it done. Like you were saying, Trey Turner. I think he's been killing the team the most. He's too talented to not set up Bryce Harper to get those runs in. I think they're going to get it done. If we just got to see one or the other, either the Ranger that we want to see, or the Bats got to get going. And let me ask you this. It's just unbelievable how cold the bats get when Bryce Harper can't hit. Do you think, I mean, what comes first, chicken or the egg? Is it mental or is it the approach? Are they in their heads and that's why the approach is bad? Or can they just not figure out the approach and that's why they're in their heads? Baseball is a weird game. I can't get it. Why can't these guys get heated up? You know they're talented enough and I'm excited. Let's go, Phils. I hope they get the win tonight.
You got it, Steve. Appreciate it. Hugh, I think who they are gets enhanced in the playoffs. Like the other, I think we always forget the other team is trying their hardest too, right? Mm-hmm. So like the Mets and the same thing with the Diamondbacks last year and the Astros the year before that, they know the Phillies' weakness. So they're going to, they're really attacking. Like, they're really going to throw the ball off the plate and make the Phillies miss. I just think it's a combination of the Phillies have a weakness, and in the playoffs, the other team
exploits
focuses
it
on it more than the regular season.
I can't help but to go back to the moment where, who was the guy walked? Was it Schwarber?
So in the sixth inning last night?
Yes.
Schwarber walked and Turner walked.
And those guys were working the bats. They were working at bats. And it was almost a moment where you talked about where the guys kept saying all week how, you know, we just got to get guys in scoring position, get runners on base and everything.
Pass the baton.
That's it. Pass the baton. There you go, Joe. And it just feels like the Panda in chief went up to the plate and was like, ooh.
It's my moment.
Joe. Ooh. I'm going to kill him with this one.
Joe, like when you wore your Reverend outfit.
Yeah. Ooh, like, you know, when I put my lavender on and I come in the office and I'm like, ooh, I'm about to kill him with this one. Ooh, I smell so good. Ooh, I'm going to get a couple phone numbers behind this. No. Bryce went up to the plate and he felt like this was his moment. I'm about to kill it. And when he swung, that first swing, Joe, he swung so hard the bat wrapped around and hit him on the other side of his cheek. It was like he was going for broke. And then he came back and did it two more times, like right away.
And those second two pitches were so far outside. I mean, they weren't close.
And you're a professional hitter. Like, that's your job. That's what you do. And in that moment, in three swings, you thought that they were going to give you a meatball. You just knew, oh, here's the meatball right here. Regardless, I'm about to knock this one out the park.
It was the ultimate let him off the hook moment. You know what I thought about? You thought about that.
And Manai was looked like he was getting tired.
Remember the old Denny Green rant when his Arizona team blew a lead to the Bears? And he said,
we let him off the hook.
Let him off. That's what I thought. They let Manai off the hook. That Denny Green rant's an amazing one. 215-592-9494. Does anyone have any optimism left for the series? I don't think this is over yet. I am willing to go down with the ship. I believe the Phillies are going to win this game tonight. Against my better judgment. Alec Bohm, should he play tonight? We'll get to all your phone calls. 215-592-9494. There's no way I'm writing Bohm in the lineup tonight if I am Rob Thompson. Your phone call's coming up. A lot to do on the show today. We'll get to the pitching plan as we try to figure out how they're going to get 27 outs in a game started by Ranger Suarez. Elliot, later in the show, your calls. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. All right, listen, myself and a lot of us out there, thinning hair, it happens as we get older. I went to see an expert, the doctor I trust the most, Dr. Rafi at Precision Hair Restoration. He opened my eyes to the cutting-edge Artis IX robotic hair transplant, a procedure a lot of people should consider. Are you newly single, have an upcoming wedding or job interview, or just want your hair back? Dr. Rafi, he can help. Call Dr. Rafi, 215-800-9100. That's 215-800-9100, and get your confidence back or visit phillyhairmd.com.
I've been kind of living with it.
Yeah, but you would know people are trying to get under your skin.
Yeah, I guess. Morgan, yeah.
We need to get under their skin.
If your
skin,
name
yeah.
was Francis or something like that.
Well, that's different. But that, Peter Morgan Francis. Alonso, like, he sounds like a loser.
Peter Morgan.
No, well, Peter I Morgan. Think, yeah. That sounds more like they're trying to hype him up. I would just be like, Morgan, like in a mocking tone. The Philly crowd is a very good way of making it sound like we are mocking the hell out of
it. I know. I agree with that. And we're going to need to get it here first so we can do that Friday night. 215-592.
Yeah, that part.
Yeah, 94-94. The hard part is getting the win tonight with the Rangers. Coming up at 12, we're going to go through the pitching plan, how this could look, might look. We're going to try to figure out a way to get 27 outs tonight. I think it's going to take something very creative because we all don't expect Ranger to go very deep in the game.
Yes, we do.
We do. We?
Yes.
I feel like Uncle Phil.
You got a mouse in your pocket. Yeah. We expect him to. Tonight.
How many innings do you expect out of Ranger?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Six. With a straight face. With a straight face. I know he hasn't been what we wanted him to be when his when his wife came to town, everything kind of went south. He got tidy back too, Tony.
Six innings?
Tidy back. He got tidy back still.
How many runs in those six innings?
Two. Forget you, Kyle. I'm putting it out there.
I was gonna say something.
Joe spoke it into existence last night with when he said, you know, it was Nola. He said two runs.
Yeah, but then
so technically
he left those inherited runners on. They scored.
So now you're doing this out of stubborn or pettiness.
He left some stepkids.
He did.
What is it? Not stepkids. Grandkids. Stepkids.
Are inherited runners now stepkids?
I guess they're stepkids.
That works. I think
that works. Inherited runners. You inherit them. They're not your kids.
Well, the new dad, Orion Kirkering, did not do a good job.
They're Orion's stepchildren.
Yeah, they are. Right.
He did not do a good job of rearing those children.
Noah fathered them.
I think I want to make this a thing now for inherited runners.
Yeah, it is.
I got to take care of the kids you left behind.
Yeah, you left me some kids.
That's honestly a phenomenal analogy. That might be the best one you've ever made.
And the best relievers can handle it. They could pick it up and be the dad.
Good stepfathers.
All right, let's go to Blaze, who's up next. What's up, Blaze?
Hey, how are you?
What's up, man?
Well, you know, I've been there, Blaze. What's up?
Just very down about the Phillies right now. I've been saying it before last postseason. I think we should fire Thompson. But
Wait a minute. Hold up, Blaze. So it's his fault that they didn't hit last night?
No, it's not his fault. It's, in my opinion, it's the construction of the lineup. I'm getting frustrated with Schwarber at one, and it's, you know, he's produced.
But and you guess who else just got frustrated?
Who do you want at one, Blaze?
You know, Turner's obviously not producing right now. He's not doing shit.
Put him at one, Joe. Star. Yeah. He, potty mouth.
That's Come on, what, buddy.
That's what we in sight. That's what we in sight.
My biggest thing tonight would be, you know, Bohm is not producing, obviously. Rojas hasn't produced in two postseasons now. Can we see Wilson? Can we see Clemens?
I want Wilson. I would put Wilson in there tonight. I mean, Austin Hayes obviously can't do it, so you got to get him out. Wilson's the next best option. Blaze, I agree with that, and we appreciate the call. Now, they're not going to take Schwarber at the leadoff spot. There's a million issues right now. Schwarber leading off.
He's not the problem.
He's not the issue. And they don't have another good option. I mean, it's like the same conversation.
Haven't heard one of those in a while.
I know. That's how you know we're in a bad place right now. That we're back to that.
We're in a dark spot.
As far as Topper goes, I don't blame him for this, but and we'll get to it coming up next hour. We're going to get to just what's on the line tonight for this group, for the franchise. You know, Topper's hold on the manager job, I do think will come into question again this offseason.
Oh, no question.
If they go down.
You got to question everything.
Everything. Let's go to Sam in Hatfield. Hey, Sam.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Sam, we're trying to talk some good things into existence here, but we're struggling. What
are
you feeling?
Six innings for Rangers.
Yeah,
six.
You are good and drunk today. What's up, Sam?
I truly wish I had the confidence of Hugh. Anyway. I truly think, like, I'm glad you brought up the Turner thing. I know I've been talking about it with, like, my sister. We watch the games together, and it's like, he's a shortstop, and that is a integral part of your infield, right? So they are a big leader on the field. They got to have that confidence. They got to have that ability to lead within the field, and I don't think that he has that confidence at this time. And I think I'm going to say something, like, crazy here, and I'll give you a little background. Like, I played D2 softball, gave that up, went on to work for, like, our sports information director. So I know a little bit about sports, but, like, I would like to see them move Turner out of the two-hole, put Rojas there, and utilize him more as a bunter just to get Schwarber over when he does get on.
Well, that's kind of the old school way they used to do it a lot, Sam. Like, that second hitter back in the day used to be that kind of player, and teams don't do that anymore, but I mean, if they did it, he would probably, that would be his role, right? He'd have to do that. Like, I don't think they're going to move Turner, Sam, because they paid him and they expect a lot out of him. But I need him to hit. It just feels like everyone's okay, Sam, with him just being there. Like, he's just a guy. But they didn't pay him to just be a guy. They paid him to be one of their best two players on the team.
Exactly. And like I said, too, the thing that bothers me about, like, the way that they're playing, it's not a technical issue at this time. It's a mental issue. And I think getting them out of that slump is going to be a lot more than just one game, which really worries me for tonight.
Well, yeah, and you know, here's the hope. Tonight, if they do well, if they hit, it could lead to tomorrow. And Sam, we appreciate the phone call. I'm glad somebody else out there is talking about Turner in their group text to their friends. I can't be the only one who wonders.
Oh, the group text.
Oh, yeah, the group text. Well, yeah, that's where the real takes come out. I mean,
accountability text. Yeah. Accountability groups.
Yeah. Did the Phillies have an accountability group?
I think they do.
Okay.
The fan base definitely has one.
Yeah. Well, I just think we need to talk through this, because every time things struggle, it's like, well, Schwarber and Bryce and Castellanos.
Because those are the usual suspects.
What about Trey Turner?
Yeah. Like, for me, last night when he missed that, when they tried to throw out the runner at second.
And he didn't catch the ball.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
It made me think about one of those conversations that we had when I got – when you were trying to sit him on the bench in key situations, I was like, maybe that's what Joe was talking about right there.
In Trey Turner's last 8 playoff games, okay, dating back to the NLCS last year, he's hitting .167 with 0 extra base hits. I feel like I'm going insane here watching this. Be the best player in the field just one time. 215-592-9494. When we come back, your phone calls. We have 9 innings worth of outs to get through tonight. We'll figure out how we're getting them with this pitching staff tonight. Plus, what Topper said about the possibility of seeing Zach Wheeler on the mound in this game. That's next. Your calls. Do you have any faith left? Is this series over? We'll discuss it all. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.